This poem is set in the Museum of Science in Boston. Lightning demonstration. In a hushed and darkened room, with preschoolers so wired they threaten to emit sparks, spotlights fall on what Dr. Frankenstein rigged to call the life force from the sky, Van der Graaff generators flinging 40-foot gaffs barbed with light. A sizzling arcade fetches up in the blackness. Tree shapes fade to twigs intaglioed on our retinas in red sealing wax. Here Thor and Zeus were bred, all the gods of promise and fear. Our guide enters a cage and ascends through the ozone-rich, rent air. Science, solid as a lag bolt, is the shield he wears while 30 million volts ransack his prison, licking through the bars for tinder or flesh to ignite. He wouldn't dare such a feat without knowing the laws that insulate him from the fiery claws of the lightning and keep the rest of us safe. The certainties of science outweigh faith. As the lightning climbs the machine's spiral rods, popping like hot champagne bubbles, I am awed but not afraid, while the children shriek a delight streaked with panic until the guide unlocks and exits his sleeve of steel. Not a mock god, but a man who has survived a miracle, who is alive by virtue of smarts. An unexpected sound, like light bulbs fizzling out, floats up in the vault, the children's scattered applause.